Welcome to the Breaking News Show by eTurbo News. For more episodes, go to breakingnewsshow.com. Stay tuned for the latest. UNESCO, Senegal's Niakhalo-Koba National Park no longer endangered. UNESCO delisting not only serves the interests of current and future generations of Senegalese citizens but also contributes significantly to regional and global conservation efforts. The United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization, UNESCO, announced, on July 24, the removal of Senegal's Niakhalo-Koba National Park from the list of World Heritage in Danger. This decision comes after a 7-year commitment to enhancing the conservation efforts for the park's vital wildlife and habitats. The UNESCO World Heritage in Danger list serves to highlight cultural or natural world heritage sites that face threats from various dangers, including environmental changes, armed conflict, natural disasters, illegal exploitation, or unregulated tourism. Dr. Philip Henschel, the regional director for Panthera organization devoted to preserving wild cats and their critical role in the world's ecosystems, in West and Central Africa, remarked. Panthera extends its heartfelt congratulations to the government of Senegal for the successful removal of Niakhalo-Koba National Park, NKNP, from UNESCO's list of World Heritage Sites in Danger, a status it held for 17 years. This remarkable accomplishment, achieved despite numerous challenges, highlights Senegal's exceptional dedication to the protection of its wildlife and natural environments. This delisting not only serves the interests of current and future generations of Senegalese citizens but also contributes significantly to regional and global conservation efforts. Should the existing measures for biodiversity protection persist, coupled with the enhancement of the park's infrastructure, it is highly plausible that Niakhalo-Koba could evolve into the Serengeti of West Africa. UNESCO has acknowledged that Niakhalo-Koba serves as an essential sanctuary for biodiversity, hosting one of the last two remaining lion populations in West Africa, the largest remaining population of leopards in the region, the endangered giant pangolin, which has been rediscovered after a 24-year absence, the final wild population of Western Derby Eland, and a vital refuge for the last surviving African wild dogs in West Africa. UNESCO's decision to remove Niakhalo-Koba from the list of World Heritage in Danger is not merely coincidental, it is grounded in the notable advancements in conservation efforts observed over the past 7 years. This progress aligns with the initiation of Panthera's long-term collaboration with Senegal's National Park Authority, DPN, which began in 2017. Their support has encompassed counterpoaching initiatives, training for wildlife rangers, and rigorous ecological monitoring, including the GPS collaring of the country's first lions. As a result, lion populations have more than doubled, increasing from 15 to over 30 within a span of less than 10 years. The first collared lion and matriarch of Niakhalo-Koba, known as Florence, has successfully given birth to 3 litters, thereby accounting for approximately 1/3 of the lion population within the park. This delisting marks a significant achievement for the biodiversity of Senegal, however, it is imperative that we maintain our commitment to conservation efforts. The upcoming 2024 IUCN assessment on the species status reveals that lions are still classified as vulnerable, with those in West Africa teetering on the brink of critically endangered. As we approach the 9th World Lion Day, Senegal's accomplishments should inspire and remind us of the potential outcomes when resources are consistently allocated to the protection of our planet's wildlife over the years. Thank you for listening. Watch and listen to more episodes on BreakingNewsShow.com.